This is Senator Al Simpson. There surely have been some sweeping changes since the airlines have been deregulated, but the biggest changes have been in choice and cost. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Healthy competition is usually a pretty good cure for many evils in a free market society like the United States, Ted. The airline industry is one example of that. But the scary thing to me is that there is now talk of revamping or re-regulating the airlines. The fact is that we need to be always looking at ways to make the airlines more competitive, at lower cost, with service to rural areas. Re-regulation will only bog the airlines down. Air travel will be even more costly and more complicated if the federal government horns back in. By expanding U.S. airports and helping international airlines to compete in the U.S., our industry and our passengers will benefit. Why again re-regulate and ruin the business side?
Al, you're talking to the man who led the battle for airline deregulation in the 1970s. I'm still proud of the result. The industry may have problems, but that isn't one of them. Deregulation brought fares down by forcing airlines to compete. Lower fares are saving passengers $12 billion a year. Air travel has become accessible to millions of Americans. But deregulation was never intended to solve the sort of problems now plaguing the airlines, like adequate maintenance for aging aircraft, obsolete airports, excessive mergers that threaten competition, and skies that seem more crowded than friendly. You can't blame deregulation, Al, for public indigestion over airport congestion. We deregulated competition, but we didn't deregulate safety laws or antitrust laws. By using those tools wisely, we can preserve the benefits of low fares. To go farther, Al, and re-regulate the industry would be a serious mistake. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.